This is Dr. Oliver dictating on Linda Hardy. The last name is H-A-R-D-Y. Number one, this patient, one was initially seen at the office, had a history of acute kidney injury that was recovering. She was a missionary in Liberia, Liberia, Africa, for several years. And when she returned to the States, came to live to Sebring, Florida. Sebring is Sebring, Florida. And several things were present. He had arterial hypertension, some degree of proteinuria. She had some hematuria. And CKD stage 3B. The patient had an estimated EFR that was 36.6. That was in March of 2024. And since then, several things have improved. She discontinued the use of the lisinopril. The blood pressure has remained under control. The patient has remaining 156 pounds. And she feels well. And there is evidence of improvement of the kidney function to the point that the CKD stage 3B has evolved into 3A. The serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 14, and the estimated EFR is 48. And this was determined in August 29 of 2024. There is no evidence of microalbuminuria. There is no evidence of proteinuria. And the sediment is quiet. Period. Following number, the patient has a hematuria that was related to a carcinoma in the urinary bladder that has been managed by urologists. Urinalysis that was done on October 29, 2024, failed to show a positive reaction of blood in the urine, and in the microscopic there was no evidence of hematuria. As mentioned before, the microalbumin creatinine ratio was way below 30, and the protein creatinine ratio consistent with 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Our recommendation to this patient is to decrease the body weight down to 152 pounds. They will ensure blood pressure control, and she will be able to keep the kidney function very stable. Another suggestion for Miss Sally Oliver, who is the ARMP in charge of the case, is to consider a cardiovascular evaluation given the comorbidities. Following number, the patient used to have an ANA that was positive, and this time we repeated the ANA and turned into an ANA that is negative. That is dramatic improvement of the condition. The patient is feeling well. We're going to reevaluate in 6 months with laboratory workup. We had a abdominal and pelvic CT that is unremarkable. There is no evidence of hydronephrosis, any calcifications, stones, no lesions. The ureters are unremarkable. Paragraph I invested 14 minutes in the evaluation of the lab, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, and in the documentation 8 minutes. Reevaluation in 6 months.